The conduct of the election has been exemplary. In fact, no major incident has been recorded anywhere throughout the country. Voting has been very quiet, very transparent. We just finished observing the concluding phases of the voting process today, and everything is very, very quiet. And I think, you know, the country deserves praise for holding such elections in an environment of tension, difficulties, economic ones in the country. But still, we saw that turnout has been very impressive throughout the country, you know, which is positive.
What does this mean, particularly for West Africa, in the midst of these coup d'etats in other countries? What does this particular election mean for ECOWAS?
You know, in fact, that is what we have been promoting, that we have to promote transparent, inclusive, credible elections, because we've seen that elections have often served as a trigger, you know, to crisis in the country. In Mali, the poorly conducted, managed legislative election triggered the first coup in the country in, 2020. In Guinea, it was actually the fraudulent way the former president went about trying to entrench himself in power through a fraudulent referendum and other that also triggered the coup there. So we've got two of the three coups being partly a direct consequence of badly managed electoral processes. So trying to get elections right in Guinea-Bissau, and Guinea-Bissau with all its challenges to be able to deliver credible elections, it's a powerful message to the rest of the country that there is no alternative to the ballot box fairly conducted to select leaders.
Of course, before I let you go, Umaro Sisoko Mbalo, underneath is the concern about the possibility of any attempt to change the constitution. Is that of concern?
Well, that is what some observers have noted, and we should realize that constitutions can only be reviewed by the National Assembly in this country. There is no pathway for a referendum like has been done in some other places. It's the National Assembly. And from what we've observed so far, people are trying to say that the purpose of dissolving the National Assembly last May, a year now actually, was actually because there was a logjam in the parliament and nothing could pass through. So observers are saying his purpose is to get a clear majority so that he can push through with the constitutional reform. The majority of the people in the assembly want just clarification in the limits of powers of the branches of power under the semi-presidential system of government that operates here. But others are saying that President Mbalo wants to shift the power dynamics more in favor of the executive, that is the president, and so he is seeking a parliamentary majority. From what we've seen so far, it is going to be incredibly difficult to get a clear majority for any of the blocs in the country.
Ambassador Musa, thank you so much. It's nice to reconnect, and thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you, James.